Hello.
Hello there. My name is Oscar. Am I speaking with Charles?
Who are you calling for?
Yes, my name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
One.
Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklaying.
Bricklayer? All right. Thank you. On the last job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journeyman, or level mechanic, or a foreman?
Apprentice.
Thank you. And are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft?
Like, maybe, not very many, like maybe one.
Okay. One
because
to four
of weather.
Weeks? 1 to 4 weeks?
Yeah, less than 1 week.
All right. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. All right. Thank you. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
It seems about the same.
Same. All right. Let's talk about the union construction projects. Do you get the sense there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Maybe a few more.
More union, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Not enough. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Thank you. And yourself, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Yes or no? No. Thank you. Primarily about thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, or privately? Or do you
private.
Not know? Private.
Privately.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I'm not sure. I guess about the same. I don't know.
Same? Which one do you want to go with, don't know, or just about the same?
I don't know.
No. Okay. Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Probably worse.
Worse, okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and or safety hazards are you most concerned about? Are you concerned about unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, the COVID-19, dust and air quality, or have you no real safety concerns?
Dust and air quality.
Dust.
And also people, would you say other people on the job, clumsy
careless,
people on the job?
Careless people?
Yeah.
Which one
people on drugs especially.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's very dangerous. Which one is the biggest concern, though, dust or careless people?
I don't know. I guess dust.
Dust, okay. Thank you. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months, yes or no?
Yes.
Did you attend in person or online?
In person.
In person. Thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you done any political canvassing in the last 12 months?
No.
Picketing?
No.
and union organizing?
No.
No. Okay, moving on quickly. Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit the project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Thank you so much. Changing subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Do you get your news mostly from radio, local TV, cable news, the internet, or social media, newspapers, print or online, friends or neighbors? Which is your main source of news, sir?
Okay. Our main source of news would be friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors, okay. And after friends and neighbors, which one would be the second source of news?
Probably online.
Okay, that would be internet and social media.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, cable news, radio, local TV, print, newspaper?
Radio, I guess.
Right. Yes, I'm just trying to organize into the one use the most. Cable, and after that, cable news, local TV,
cable.
Or newspapers?
Newspapers, then I guess local TV, and then last is cable.
Cable, correct. All right. Thank you so much. This is a tricky one, but let's get back to the union.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, immigration, the environment, healthcare, foreign policy, support for labor unions, education, or something else?
Probably immigration.
Immigration issue, okay. Always a big one. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal financial construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Davis-Bacon?
Yes, sir.
No.
No, all right. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would
mm-hmm.
you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I guess. I don't know. I don't really know a lot about it.
Don't know. All right. Don't know is a fair answer, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'm sorry, ask that again?
Yes. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I do not know.
Don't know. Okay. Moving on. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Probably the workers.
And would you say you support the auto workers much more or just somewhat more?
Probably somewhat more, I guess.
Somewhat
I don't really
more.
Know a whole lot about it, but I would generally tend to side with the auto workers, yeah.
I understand, sir. It's to the best of your knowledge and your opinion that counts. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. On his job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden?
Disapprove.
And would that be a strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. You can tell me strongly or somewhat, okay? Either approve or disapprove. On the
job
he has done on the economy?
Disapprove strongly.
On the job he has done on immigration?
Disapprove strongly.
And on the job he has done on health care?
Disapprove strongly.
Strongly as well. All right. Couple more. On the job he has done on support for the labor unions?
Disapprove. Also strongly.
Strongly. And one more. On the job he has done on foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Very well. Moving on quickly. Almost done. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling his job?
Disapprove somewhat strongly.
Somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, somewhat disapprove, yeah.
Okay, thank you, thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. As you, I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Almost certain to vote? Probably will vote? Chances are 50-50?
Yeah.
Certain, okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Trump. All right. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, and retirement security and safety? Do you find it useful? Yes or no? To receive information. That's
really.
What the question is.
Yeah,
not
really.
Okay. All right. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, and or excellent?
I don't know.
Don't know. All right. In your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? In a few words.
I guess reconnecting with the political positions of its workers, because I know there's like a little bit of a the political opinions of the union and the political opinions of the workers are different.
Okay.
Significantly.
Yes, give me one moment to enter that information here.
Okay.
Okay. I think they should reconnect with the political opinion of the workers.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And just one more of this. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I guess ensuring the financial security of the workers.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess expanding the pulling in new workers into the union.
Okay. Just give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think they should concentrate on ensuring the financial security of the workers and expanding the union.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good.
The union membership, I would add.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Let's move on and let's start wrapping things up. Almost done, sir. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, union meetings, mail, email, or on the job site?
Mail.
Mail, regular mail? Okay.
Yes.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Maybe a couple times a year.
Couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. And I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I don't know Democrat, what I would think of myself. Or not really either Democrat or Republican. I guess.
Yes, sir.
Remember,
there's no right or wrong.
Okay. Just like a right-leaning conservative or something?
Conservative, that would be a Republican in that game.
Okay.
All right. And, very well. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I guess strong Republican.
Strong Republican. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you, sir. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Charles.
Thank you so much, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you for your participation and your valuable time. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, you too.